Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ, daily, the 25th of October, 2015, titled, Evil Spirits Destroy Marriages and Steal Children. Evil Spirits Destroy Marriages and Steal Children. Brothers and sisters, the problem with religious Christianity, that means they're not looking at the spiritual matters, it is actually religion, a lot of activity going on, a lot of religious activities going on. But the main message, the main issue what's going on in the world is lost somewhere. Now, there is a huge battle. The battle is between light and darkness. God created everything through His Son, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Through Him, all things were created for Him, by Him, and through Him. Then, including Lucifer, the first creation. Now, Lucifer was a great angel. And he was created with his body full of musical instruments. Can you imagine a body full of musical instruments? It's body, it's not a metallic instrument, it's actually a body. When he breathed in and out, when Lucifer at that time, when he breathed in and out, music flowed in the heavens, music spread in the heavens. And God will take His throne. First, Lucifer is leading worship for God. Music will flow and angels will be singing. And then God comes and takes His seat at the throne, His throne. And we can imagine Lucifer at the back, spreading his wings and breathing and singing and worshipping, and worship is going and music is going on. And then the heavenly angels all singing and all. But one point came when Lucifer decided that I want to be like God, I want to be in fact higher than everything else. I want the worship for myself, not remembering, completely forgetting that it was God who created him. Now when that happened, there was a big battle in heaven. Michael and the angels one side, Lucifer and his angels on the other side. And Lucifer and the angels lost and were thrown down to onto earth. And there, of course, Lucifer, when Adam and Eve were created, Lucifer, that time is now known as Satan now, because thrown out of heaven already, away from God, everything begins to decay. Everything begins to decay because life is only in God. And Satan tempted Eve and all that we know. Now, what happens? There's a big battle between light and darkness. The battle is not between Satan and Jesus Christ. There's no battle there. Why? Jesus Christ is a creator. He can also destroy anything He created one shot, including Lucifer. There is this thing. God wants a family. God wants a family that He can call His own, who love Him like He loves them. So He wants. But in the meantime, Satan wants to destroy this anyone who wants to be God's family. So he confuses the world. So he is a ruler of the world right now. He's controlling the world because the world, not the earth. The earth belongs to Jesus Christ because it's created by Him. But the world system of governance, the worldly things, the worldly ways is controlled by Satan. That's why Hollywood, Bollywood, all these music industries, all this, he would have intervened, he would have gone in with his demonic forces, would have gone in and put thoughts into this human beings who created, who are creating music or whatever, and change it into demonic things, you know, and including paintings, anywhere. Therefore, the Satan and his demons will intervene to mislead human beings away from God by tempting them. Now, brothers and sisters, today the title is Evil Spirits Destroy Marriages and Steal Children. First of all, 1 John 2:15, God commands us, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him. James 4:4, you people are not faithful to God. I'm reading from Easy Read version. You people are not faithful to God. You should know that loving what the world has in is the same as hating God. If you love what the world has, God is telling us it's the same as hating God. Apostle John, James is telling us, it's same as hating God. If you love what the world has, you are the same as hating God. So anyone who wants to be friends with this evil world becomes God's enemies. Friendship with the world is enmity with God, some translations say. Now when they say it, of course, you people are not faithful to God. Some translation will say adulteresses, adulterers and adulteresses. That means it's not physical adultery, it is spiritual adultery, because our souls are married to Jesus Christ. Our soul is the bride of Jesus Christ. All our souls put together is the bride of Jesus Christ. And if our soul now goes, our heart wants the world, wants the world, wants the world, we actually are unfaithful to Jesus Christ. So God calls it adulterous. Adulteresses is a spiritual adultery. Now, we come to this other thing. Now, when marriages take place, people love each other, wonderful. But what happens? As time goes on, Satan is not sitting quiet, especially in a Christian marriage. Satan wants to destroy the marriage. Satan means he doesn't physically deal with it. He personally deals with it because he's only one. He can't be everywhere. God only can be everywhere. Jesus Christ can be everywhere. Holy Spirit can be everywhere. But Satan cannot be. So he has his demons assigned to each of us. Now, he will begin to put temptation into the wife. He will begin to put temptation into the husband. Why? He wants to break this marriage. Especially the children. Remember, the fight is between light and darkness. If he can steal souls to the darkness side, he wants to do that. That's what he wants to do. Now, question that, why Jesus allowed it? First of all, Jesus wants his family who is completely faithful to him. So, he allowed Satan as a testing ground, because finally he's going to make a new earth, and those of us, by using Jesus' power, we can cast out Satan, we can cast out evil spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, we can cast out all the evil spirits. And those of us obey his word by using the power of Jesus Christ, by using the breath of God, by using the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be holy. No issue here. But if we don't do that, we are drawn to the world, Satan will slowly take control and the marriage breaks. For instance, why does the marriage break? Because, for instance, God has told the wives, be subject to your husbands. God has told the husband, head of the wife, is head of the wife, be subject to him. And to love him and to respect him. Now, if the wife doesn't do these things, then the Satan knows, oh, I know how to deal with this. He knows how to draw your soul. If the husband, on the other hand, he has clearly told us what the husband should do. The husband should love your wives as Christ also loved the church. And how did Christ love the church? He gave himself for her. So the husband should give himself completely for her and wash her with the word of God. Wash her with the word of God. And this is yesterday's segment, saying that how to make your wife love, submit, and respect you. The yesterday segment, if you listen to that. Now, so we are not going back to that segment. We got other issues to follow here today, spiritual. Now, the Satan wants to destroy. So, how does he do? The marriage goes on, and the husband is not washing the word over Jesus, over the wife, not praying over her, not taking charge and helping her, not giving her himself, not following the command, not giving himself of himself for the wife. Step by step, the wife will begin to stray. The heart will begin to stray. First, it will stray to the things of the world. First, it will pray, better dress, better fashion, better this, better movies, because she's sitting at home. Movies, sitting at home, or the workplace going on, work, something going on. The wife, on the other hand, same thing, not loving and subject herself to the husband by using the power of Christ. Even the husband doing not as what he is supposed to be doing. Not sin, his husband being adultery and all, you have a different option in the Bible. God has given certain ways to deal with this. But here, husband is just come back after work, relax, lepa, those of you who are listening to other countries, it's relax, just don't care, lazy, do what you want. Not thinking of the wife. Because after 2-3 years, I told you all in yesterday's segment, it happened to me and my wife. Because we loved each other and married in their love. And then slowly, this is all going happening. Then step by step, the marriage is already broken in the spiritual. Spiritual links are broken between the husband and wife. There's only a physical marriage sitting down there. And then the husband's heart begins to stray because the wife is not submitting, this and that going on. The husband's heart begins to stray. The devil will come and tempt, and send me some woman somewhere. And then on the other hand, the wife, on the other hand, the husband don't care, never care for me, this and that, fashion. And then the wife's heart begins to stray. And then Satan will come and put more love of the world into these people. And then the love of the world, we already know, is enmity with God. If you love the world, you're enemy of God. You love the things of the world. You do not love a Father God in you. And the world begins to move. And then what happens? And then the marriage breaks. Now when the marriage breaks, there are parties who will be helping each other. Now there will be people who are calling themselves Christian going to BOMOS, witchcraft. BOMOS, those of you overseas, BOMOS are just wizards. Wizards, shamans. Wizards, witchcraft. And those fellows, what they do? Those fellows will take a picture, use a picture and begin to chant. Begin to chant. And how does this work? Very simple. Those days I was attacked like that. I also didn't know. But now, of course, in the Lord, we know how the spiritual plane works. People can look at your picture and begin to chant and it will reach you. Because those fellows know how to do it. In fact, electronically now we can do it. There's such a thing as quantum entanglement. Whereby you take a picture and you put a frequency here, it can reach you. So therefore, posting in this, Facebook and all the people happy, I'm blessed, I'm this, I'm that. First of all, the intent. If you're posting because your heart is proud, I'm blessed with this. And your picture's all there, right? This way, that way, selfies. Why is the devil promoting selfie all over the world? So you can catch your picture. Remember this. And then, therefore, the older people in some customs will put a dot, put a black dot or what on the child's forehead. But that cannot stop Satan. Only in the name of Jesus Christ we can cast out every evil spirit, demons and all that. A spot on the forehead cannot stop it. Like a potu, they say potu means a spot, there's a thing. Now they decorated from black or grey, gold and loud colours, red and all that. Fashion, it has become fashion. Indian women, that one. Now, but that won't work. But what they're doing and hoping that belief it works, that the child will not be charmed because there's a spot on the forehead. No. Electronically, there's such a thing as electronic transmission. There's such a thing as electronic homeopathy even, whereby they can put your picture here and begin to transmit healing frequencies into your body. Brothers and sisters, this all now physics has proven all this. Only the conventional physics fellows still sitting in the old physics and saying, no, it doesn't work. In fact, when this thing worked, when Tesla was already teaching this and telling about all this, and there are Russian scientists all doing this later, but when Einstein was proven, because he cannot agree, he can only agree to his science. When Einstein was proven, look here, this is happening like this. They took two waters, they broke a molecule into two and stand 1,000 of miles away and one here and put a frequency in this atom, that atom also getting the message, same frequency. They took the other, and then Einstein was so shocked, he doesn't want to answer this because it clashes with his understanding of physics. He simply said, spooky. Spooky is it. Silly. Hey, he doesn't want to accept the what he sees. So therefore, science also got fraud. Now, then the other side, people will begin to, they took water, took two cups of water. I've dealt in other segments, one, sent 1,000 miles away, same cup broken to sent half, sent there. Put frequency here, the frequency turns up there. Resonance. Just with no connection, just like a radio receiving some song from thousands of miles away. Brothers and sisters, this is real. Now, therefore you must be careful. Now, if you do not do what Jesus has been telling you to do, so there's a battle. Dark and light and darkness. So the Satan wants to steal the souls. Want to steal the children. Don't, when people go to BOMO and the wizards and all that and do this to you, don't get angry with this person. You still have to love this person because he's a captive. The demons have captured him or her to do these things. But you love the person, but you hate the evil spirits. You begin to pray against the evil spirits. Begin to pray against the evil spirits, brothers and sisters. And then what happens? Then some party comes to this, some temptation comes for this woman, some temptation comes for this man, and then the marriage begins to break up. They got other partners now. Now, when the other partners now, what happened? The children are being in between. Children, they don't care already because they have been possessed by their heart desire. Our heart desire is so wicked. God says our hearts are so wicked. Our heart wants, I don't care, I want my children, I don't care, break this marriage, I want these children, this is going on. And then this is going on, and people have no way to fight this. But you can pray against this. First of all, you have to repent for not doing what God told us to do. And then you begin to pray against the evil forces. The demons are trying to steal the children into darkness. He's trying to steal your wife into darkness. It is stealing your wife into darkness. Why? You have not been protecting her by doing what God told you to do. He's stealing your husband into darkness. Why? Because you are not
submitting him and loving him and respecting as God told you to do. Because as Jesus said, submit unto him as you submit unto the Lord, as a service to the Lord. You're not doing this means then the demons are stealing. Then when the demons are stealing, of course you will be prayerfully fighting and this and that and doing fighting against the demonic forces and doing all this right. It won't happen. But then and God will intervene for you. But if you're world, my job, I got to do my job. And then this thing, the woman sitting lonely here, the devil comes and steals the wife. So what happens, brother? So brother, sister, remember this is real. So don't be fooled into, but you can pray against these things. If it's not, if gone too far or so, then you have to, what you have to repent and what you sow, you reap. And the fellow is trying to steal your child. Husband, remember, the children's life was given through the father. The Bible is clear, through the father. The mother used to hold the child and protected, nurtured for 9 months. So, but God said, the life comes through the father. Now, fathers themselves don't care about their wife and this and that. How? As they don't follow Jesus? Brothers and sisters, it's real. The evil spirit destroys marriage. Love the people who, even your ex-wife or ex-husband, love them because God commanded love even your enemies. But you pray against all this so that you're set free. So your children are okay in the Lord. They come back into light. They come back into light. In darkness, the devil is trying to destroy their souls. Brothers, whether ex-husband, ex-wife, and you're still following Christ. Now, all the problem, you might have come to Christ and following faithfully now. He's trying to destroy your wife, destroy your ex-wife, destroy your ex-husband's soul and your children's soul. Brothers and sisters, this is real. The spirit world is real. In Jesus' name, go to overcome. Go to graceoflife.com and get the Overcomer CD or download it. The spiritual issues will be there. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.